When I say the name Wes Studi, you may not think you know his work, but this actor is in one of the best scenes in filmmaking, in many a humble opinion. It is wordless, which makes it even more powerful, as we listen to the score from Last of the Mohicans and imagine Studi as Magua, the vengeful Huron masquerading as a Mohican in the film version of James Fenimore Cooper's beloved book. Magua makes his way along a thin mountain ridge, hostages in tow, slaying those who would stop him. Wes Studi, who is Cherokee, has been in more than 80 films and television productions, portraying Native American characters with nuance and authenticity. Here he is in the 1993 film Geronimo, an American Legend, playing Geronimo, the fearless leader of the Apache, who led a resistance of the government's takeover of their land. Geronimo eventually surrenders, makes peace with a U.S. Cavalry lieutenant, Charles Gatewood.
If I kill White Eyes forever, I am still Geronimo, an Apache. Who are you, Gatewood?
Studi also starred in Dances with Wolves in 1990, Avatar in 2009, and now he's the first Native American to win an Oscar for acting. It's been announced he'll receive the honorary statue in October. We wanted to congratulate him. Wes Studi, welcome and congratulations.
Well, thank you very much, and it's great to be here with you, Robin, on NPR.
Well, it's been, you know, a long time that you've been an activist for preserving Native American culture and seeing it correctly represented on film. What does this mean to you, this statue?
It's really an acknowledgement of my body of work over the years. It was kind of a shock. I was on set on a Western called Badlands. I got a call from the president and all of the academy or the board of governors. He said, we would like to award you with a governor's award. And I I really didn't think it was going to happen.
Well, some would say long time coming. Buffy St. Marie, I think, is the only indigenous person ever to win an Academy Award. It was for her song, Up Where We Belong, and An Officer and a Gentleman back in 1982. And I'm wondering if you're thinking of other Native American actors, Saginaw Grant in The Lone Ranger, Jay Silverheels, The Lone Ranger, Russell Means, you acted with in The Last of the Mohicans. I'm wondering if you're thinking of them today.
Well, a number of them have actually received nominations, and that's just in sort of my lifetime. I think others had been considered beforehand. You know, American Indians have been a part of movies since day one, more or less.
Well, and some feel maybe you should have gotten a statue for Last of the Mohicans, but but here now...
I won't dwell on that now.
Right. But, you know, here you have this, and maybe accepting it on behalf of others who probably should have been rewarded sooner. But talk a little bit about how you got here, because we know you grew up in Oklahoma. You once said your people were farmers and hunters. You'd go into town on a wagon. No electricity or television. How did you get to acting?
The old-fashioned way. I got involved in community theater first and worked at it for several years in Tulsa, Oklahoma, with a group called the American Indian Theater Company. And it was the very first time I had ever been paid for acting. And then people from Nebraska came. They were looking for Native talent to do educational television. We all got a chance to audition for that. And then Nebraska Educational Television and PBS put together a docudrama about the trial of Standing Bear. Mm. And this was in an age when digital recording of motion pictures was in infancy, when cameras were like huge things that kind of required bodybuilders to carry it around, you know.
And Standing Bear, by the way, you mentioned the Ponca chief, who actually argued a court case in 1879 that Native Americans were persons within the meaning of the law. Well, you move to L.A., you begin making films. Let's listen to a little of 1992's Last of the Mohicans. Again, Magua, the Huron, pretending to be a Mohican scout, in this scene guiding British soldiers and their wives. He's asked to stop. He speaks derogatorily of the white men and women in Mohican, and then he speaks in English. Let's listen.
Scout, we must stop soon. Women are tired.
Not here. 2 leagues.
Better water. We stop there.
No, stop in the glade just ahead. When the lady's arrested, we will proceed, you understand?
Ma, we're running a rato, sir. We're running a rato. Dice con rase. You nunque. See in the cazzada.
Excuse me, what did you say?
Margaret said, I understand English very well.
So your career flourishes, and we've mentioned you've played a Huron, you are Cherokee, you've played a Cheyenne in
Hostiles.
In Hostiles,
and then
yeah.
Others as yeah, well, right. I played Cheyenne.
Mm-hmm. And a punk, you know, Ponkachi. Forgive me if this is a stupid question, but do you look to bring the different nuance of the different tribes, differences that I may not see, but that you see?
Yeah, there are things that you probably don't know about certain tribes. But filmmakers have been making an attempt to be as authentic as possible when it comes to representing different Native nations here in the States. And normally they'll work with consultants that are steeped in the knowledge of their cultures and languages especially. And I think as time goes on, we'll probably see more and more of what these cultures are really all about, in that more Native tribes are feeling more comfortable about sharing those parts of culture with the rest of the world.
Mm. No actor likes to reveal their inner work on a character. But for instance, in playing Magua, again, a Huron in The Last of the Mohicans, or as opposed to playing a Cheyenne chief, is there something that you did differently because they are different cultures?
Well, that's kind of apples and oranges in a way.
Yeah.
You know, what we as Native Americans share is a commonality in terms of how we attempted to continue to exist dealing with an onslaught from Europe. I think a lot of resentment can be used in terms of your acting presentation if you know the history as well as what goes on to the present day.
Well, it's interesting that you can use resentment to fuel a character you're portraying, a knowledge of history. But it's not just history, as you know. It's still going on. Back in April, a dozen Native American actors walked off the set of the forthcoming Netflix comedy series The Ridiculous Six. This is from Adam Sandler. It's a spoof of all the Magnificent Seven westerns. And the actors walked off because they said the script included insults to Native women and elders. The producers said it's a spoof. But one of the actors said, after they voiced concern, they were told, if you are so sensitive, you should just leave. Mm. And, you know, in her view, this actor, we're still just Hollywood Indians. That's an Adam Sandler project. But do you feel that? You make, you know, fine films, but do you still come across that, a sense of just go out and be an Indian?
Well, you know, the unfortunate part about those particular actors who took offense at the script did it after they discovered what the script was. Mm. It depends on what kind of role that you accept up front. I mean, I think these guys might have been day players or background, and they didn't see the script and took offense at the names that some of the women were given.
You're saying cautionary tale, see the script first.
I think it's a very good idea. But some actors don't get to see the whole thing.
Right.
They don't get to even see their sides if they have dialogue, you know. Yeah.
Well, what is the one thing you think Hollywood can do better?
I think Hollywood could do better in developing characters that go beyond the stereotype, go a little bit further into actual backstory of characters that mean something to the script. Remember when Dances with Wolves came out, the common comment at that point was that Native Americans portrayed as real human beings rather than stereotypes.
In this scene, you play a Pawnee warrior speaking with other members of the tribe. Your character wants to go off and kill a white man, Timmons. The others try to argue him out of it. Wes Studi, as we said, you are concerned about representation of Native Americans on the screen, but also Native Americans in general. You've joined protesters in the Trail of Broken Treaties March. That was in 1972. Helped launch the bilingual newspaper, the Cherokee Phoenix, in your native Oklahoma. And by the way, you know, again, I hope this isn't offensive, but do you still speak Cherokee, and might we hear some?
Mm-hmm. You see, the only time I get to speak Cherokee is when I'm on the phone or go back to Oklahoma to visit family. And but yeah, I suppose I could. Hawa, lihele stita yo. Don't school or do you lankusti agiela he na Oscar jo kinne. A little longstanella, Joskon, you date you and go you low sonna. Asking you, scandal, do you lihelistic agiela kilogan?
Wow, and that meant?
Oh, I said that I was very honored to receive an honorary Oscar, and that it's a joyful thing.
Yes, it is. That's actor Wes Studi. It was recently announced he will be the first Native American to receive an Oscar. It's an honorary Oscar. He'll be receiving it this fall. And as we said, Wes Studi, about time. Thank you so much for speaking with us.
And thank you.